602. Yeah, that's right, and we all know what that means. Time to help fund scholarships for U.S. veterans. Donate to the Help a Hero program at a Sport Clips near you. Boy, oh boy, oh Chef Boyardee, a lot of stuff to get to today. Lincoln Kennedy, and not Mike Florio, is at 7:30.
Oh.
Because I put that on the rundown originally. I forgot. I flip-flopped him. Sean Salisbury will join us at 8 o'clock. We've got a special pick four, Noster Dumbass Edition. We'll do our pick four, and then we're all picking the Monday night game tonight because we did not have time for Noster Dumbass on Friday. We'll try to keep our Noster Dumbass picks under 27 minutes apiece. You know, we got a lot of stuff to get to here. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Fantastic.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nathan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just.
Or Nathaniel.
Right-eyed.
NBA season opens this week. I'm happy.
Tomorrow, is it not?
Is it tomorrow?
I believe tomorrow is opening night. Yes, it is. And then Wednesday is opening for your Sacramento Kings.
Yeah.
And then Thursday is the home opener. Yes.
Oh, you mean they have to do it back-to-back right out of the gate?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that second game of the back-to-back, hey, it's the Spurs. They're not good. They lost Tim Duncan.
And if anyone is, you know, has nothing to do at 6 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, we're going to be out at the Golden One Center broadcasting our lovely little radio show.
You're darned right we are. And it just I just found out we're going to have another pair of tickets to give away to the home opener as well.
Whoa.
Yeah, how about that, studio audience? Yeah, thanks. You don't even have to collect 15 names for it. We'll make you work and do something.
Yeah, we got to come up with something for that.
Maybe I should say more appropriately, you guys will make them work to give it away on Thursday, because I will not be here on Thursday, as a matter of fact. Quick announcement, I'll be gone as I am quitting after today. I found my new line of work. Radio is just not going to do it. I am going to go buy a farm. And on that farm, I'm going to grow
pumpkins.
Pumpkins. And I'm going to be a trillionaire. I took the fam family to Bishop Pumpkin Ranch. And it may sound like I'm helping them out there, but we drove up to, I believe it's in Wilton. And not Wilton.
None of these
Wheatland.
Words mean anything.
Wheatland.
Me. Wheatland. Wheatland. Yeah.
Home of the Pirates.
Yes. And We drove up there, and I noticed we were 5 miles away on the old GPS, and I was looking for the turnoff, and it said, 5.1 miles away, you are 42 minutes away. I went, well, hold on, that math doesn't work for me.
but it does.
Oh, Siri, you stupid cow, you've messed up again on the GPS. Well, no, Siri knew, because Siri was aware of...
that everyone else was taking their family to the pumpkin patch?
And listen, stupid dad over here... You know, Dave Griswold is rolling with the family up to the pumpkin patch on the week before Thanksgiving or Halloween.
Halloween.
You know, at about 1 p.m, noon, something like that. I'm an idiot on a Sunday. I'm an idiot. What I was counting on was that most men and some women would be watching football at this time, and maybe we could sneak through.
Football. I'm sorry. The pumpkin patch and family time trumps football for every man alive.
Not for me, but yesterday it was. And
well,
I'm
it
stupid.
Did. Yeah. It's,
this is why I don't like hanging out with my family.
Don't
so, so we go up there. I'm going to tell you something. This place, it's Pumpkin Disneyland is what it's become now. It took us a half an hour to get about 300 yards, and then we finally got guided into the dirt parking lot, the auxiliary parking lot, because it was so full of people. And then we get in. Oh, in order to get in, it's $15 a car just to get in the door. And then you have to buy your tickets to do the hayride. They have what they call NASPIG, which is pig races, like NASCAR, which I thought was kind of clever.
Wait, do you ride the pigs or the pigs just race?
Pigs just race.
Oh.
They have a zip line.
Swine.
And what we went up for was a corn maze. Okay, here's the problem. We got up there, and we discovered very quickly that the zip line wasn't working, and the corn maze had blown over. You know what? It'd be great. Maybe tell us that before we wait in line and pay the $15 to get in. So now we're sitting in there, and there's no NASPIG because the 130 race got canceled. There's no zip line. There's no damn
canceled for what reason?
The pig races. I was just told by some dude in a hat with a name tag that the 130 races got canceled. And
what the hell is going on in the background?
He's playing something from Jack Skellington, I believe, right? Nightmare Before Christmas? Yeah, because it's a Halloween theme and all that.
Okay, proceed.
I know, it's messing with me too. So all right, can you kill that, please? Now Nate's in my head. I mean, no, I love Matt. Matt hits it out of the park 99 out of 100 times. That one just had too much talking in it. So, but you know, there could be worse. So, no Naz pig. No, this is like Clark Griswold stopping at the door of whatever it was.
Wally World.
Exactly.
You're about to punch
and
the
no
moose.
One's there.
I'm really getting pissed. And I'm trying not to show it because you don't want to ruin it for the kids. So finally, we took the one thing we could do. We rode on the back of a tractor out about a mile to the land of pumpkin, of which almost all the pumpkins were dead. And we had to try to fool the kids. Oh, my God, this pumpkin's amazing. No, it wasn't. It was a deformed pumpkin. The pumpkin looked like its parents had drank while it was, you know, getting ready to be a pumpkin.
Like it was watered with whiskey instead of water.
Exactly. So the kids got their pumpkins, which, by the way, for just your normal size, these were not giant steroid pumpkins, just your normal size pumpkins. Those were $17 for two pumpkins.
You're lying.
I wish that I was.
How much did this trip cost you?
Well, the $15 to get in, the $3.99 for the soda and about $12 for sodas and waters. You had the $16 for the pumpkins. You had the $11.99 for the little tin of pumpkin cake that we got for the family, because you have to get that when you go there. It's actually really good, but $11.99. I don't know. It was like probably $75 plus the Sunday, plus the driving, plus the gas, you know, all that. And it wow. Priceless is what. You can't put a price on a Sunday.
That's right.
So priceless. I don't mind ripping the place a little bit because they're doing fine, and I get it. It's like Apple Hill was overrun about a decade ago. That's just almost an impossibility now. It's because people, unfortunately, keep breeding, and we keep getting more people in this world. And so things like Apple Hill that are
don't
nice.
Don't look at us.
I know.
Oh, no.
Nate and I were like,
I love
and
the
Matt's
two of
like,
you. No, you're fantastic. I wish more were like you. But dumbasses like me who pop out a few puppies. And then you know, Apple Hill, when I was a kid, going with my parents, was like the country bumpkin secret. You know, you right. go, that's the local thing. Now, Apple, you know, you get up there, and there's like a choir and a movie and the whole thing. Again, it's Apple Disneyland.
I'll say this. As an unwed, childless person, maybe the most annoying time of the year on any form of like Facebook or Instagram is this time when people are taking their families and their whatever kids to Apple Hill and pumpkin patches. My timeline is overrun with that.
And the pictures, their costumes.
Yeah, it's just, it's incessant. I'm like more, you know, wine, you know, videos or whatever, like, oh, like this is the kind of things that this is the kind of what? Thing that my friends tag me in. It's like the wine bottle that you have the it's like a cup. Instead of putting a cork in, it's like a cup so that you can drink straight from the wine. That's what I get tagged in.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not getting no Apple Hill tags or pumpkin patch tags.
I'll start tagging you.
No,
I'll tag you, Katie.
Whoa. I don't want your pity tag.
Easy.
I'm happy to tag you.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are dumb.
I'm at home drinking wine on the patio. No, Jesus.
Nate, just because I'm looking at you.
Innocent party.
Just because she's looking
here.
At you and said, you guys are dumb, Nate, does not mean it involves you.
I can't help but look at you. You're starting to get your scruff back. Like
that was like Saturday morning.
Getting predatory again.
Yeah.
I should have kept it shaved.
You kind of look like the Andy Griffith show in the 50s where they'd show like the drunk at the bar and he'd always have like the 5 o'clock shadow.
Well, you look like you were supposed to go to that concert on Saturday.
Yeah, you went to the aftershock.
I did.
How was it?
Oh, it was an adventure.
What that rad. You did, could you tell us about?
He made it home.
I mean, you yeah, can tell us about home. All of it, but what are you willing to tell us?
I took the trip there was really interesting because we went six people deep in a 1970 specifically Impala, so that
nice.
Was a baller move.
And your 7-0 Impala.
Yeah, it nice. Was great. Seeing Slayer do Raining Blood was rad.
Yes,
it was just awesome.
Is.
And that was about it. There was really good pizza, and there was a lot of...
There's really good pizza?
Yeah, there was good pizza at the concert. I ate pizza. It was yummy.
Did you see Matt George there?
I didn't. Wow. I did not see Matt George.
Matt was there. Matt, what were you
or
doing
not.
There, Matt?
Moshing.
You were moshing?
Actually, moshing was prohibited there, Mr. George.
That's because I got trampled in the first 5 minutes.
I mean, you...
Matt has the wrong body type for moshing.
Yeah.
We all three of us do. Tall and lanky. No,
doesn't work.
Yeah,
no, man. Yeah. They, you know, they tend to have those things set up so that you don't have to get that close to the stage.
Good point right there. Katie, you were my lovely date Friday night
yeah.
for the Kings event. Let me
you
just say.
You looked very fancy.
You looked, hey, let's just say. I don't know what
don't
I
get
I don't know
Dave,
what
you should have worn
say.
Heels.
Yeah, because she was taller than me. It was garbage.
It really pissed them off.
It did.
When I put on 5-inch heels.
She was fake taller than me because she's not taller than me in real life. But then she put on the, what are they called? What are those heels called?
Platforms.
No, there's another term for it.
Stilettos.
No, what is it? Hooker boots?
If you say stripper heels,
stripper
I'm going to kick you in your man candy.
So she's wearing these 20-foot heels. And then every picture we take, I'm like trying to get on my tiptoes.
And Barb got on the Facebook and started defending her son for how tall he actually is.
She did.
Yes.
I didn't see this.
Yes, she did.
Oh, Christ.
Dave, your mommy saved you.
You think he's tall?
She, like, listed your height, like, 6'5 and a half. Right. Like, she went, like, down
I've
the...
never been 6'5 and a half, ever. Even never. You could stretch me, like, in the old, you know, torture chambers. I would not be...
You're I'm like 6'5.
I'm like 6'3.
Your mom...
I'm
6'3 and a half.
I didn't know you were such a big fan of the fishing show.
Oh, my Facebook. I don't ever remember logging on my Facebook page ever, but Saturday morning I put out this huge paragraph of how great the Kent Brown Ultimate Bass Fishing Show was. And the thing is, everybody, not one person thought I got hacked. They were like, I love it too.
Oh.
Apparently I left my Facebook up.
On
here. I don't ever remember logging into my Facebook
on
this.
That seems like a case for Christopher Lodge.
Yeah, so would I. But here's the thing. Christopher Lodge wouldn't have been, the fishing show. Christopher Lodge, we got to go here, would have been like, hey, everybody, I just killed 7 children. Here's my address. We'll take a break. Come back. Morning Brew next on The Drive. Sports 1140 KHDK. Oh, Tom Flores. You should be a Hall of Famer.
Greg Bless him.
Tom Flores on the call. We'll talk to Mr. Papa later in the week. Bottom line, 33-16 Raiders. And you know things are going well for you when you botch a play like that and your punter breaks off a big giant run for a first down. This is not the shootout we thought it was, or most of us thought it would be, at least not on the Jacksonville side. But look at those Raiders. Was it defense? Did Jacksonville just suck? We'll get into that later. Here's bottom line. The Oakland Raiders are freaking road warriors, undefeated on the road, 4-0.
Go ahead, Katie.
First time since 2000.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, they went in and took care of business.
They did.
We'll get into it later.
Okay.
But, you know, I picked them. I was right.
I didn't. And immediately regretted that. Like 5 minutes into the game, I'm going, what was I thinking?
Sorry, this I was going to let you.
No, this is still Jacksonville. It's terrible. The Raiders held up their end of the bargain because they're a good team. Jacksonville is not a good team,
no.
And I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't know who thought they would be.
Mm-hmm. Man, the 49ers just.
What?
They
just what?
Struggled. They suck. They're really good early in the game.
Up 14-0.
And then things always go south for them. And now the news is that Joe Staley, who, by the way, I don't know, he's started 137 games. He's been to the Pro Bowl 5 times. He's pretty good left tackle. Yeah, he's on the trade block.
Good.
Which is, it's waving the right white flag, is it not?
I was going into the season with Blaine Gabbert as your starting quarterback, not waving the white flag. Aaron Lynch thinks they've got the talent to be the best team in the NFL. They just can't put it together.
Ooh. Yeah,
Aaron one
Lynch.
Of their pass rushers. And frankly, I hope
they
that they keep
that.
Losing just because the more that they can have Rondae Barber on the call, the better. Frankly,
Nate.
I don't care what color flag they're waving. I don't pay attention to that stuff. Bottom line is Joe Staley on the trading block. I say trade. I was trying to go through and think of what Niners actually have trade value. Like, what Niners could you get anything back and it wouldn't be a salary dump?
And the injury is just piling up.
Trade everybody. I'm more concerned with Peyton Barber, like Manning and Tiki had a kid or something. That is a weird, weird name, man. Peyton Barber.
How about that?
Yeah.
Cubs radio on the call. So no matter what happens, it's going to be a historic World Series. Cubs made it. They beat the Dodgers. Huzzah.
It's so awesome.
Huzzah!
It's so awesome. It's the World Series we all wanted if our team wasn't going to be in it, and the Giants got tossed by the Cubs early, and I think the Giants got tossed by the eventual, I can't believe I'm saying this, Major League Baseball World Champion
you
Chicago
need to
Cubs.
Stop.
Hey.
Stop with that.
At this point, it's just house money, because worst case scenario, the Cleveland Indians win it, and we've got Major League memes all over the place.
Yeah.
Cubs win it. There you go there. And now, folks, the stat of the day, the team in American sports with the longest drought of being in a championship game, your Sacramento Kings now.
Nice.
You're lying.
The Sacramento Kings in major American sports now have the longest championship, not winning a championship, just being in a championship game, they have the longest drought.
Well, it's been a combined 176 years since the Indians and the Cubs have been in the World Series, which, by the way, it's a crazy stat, is that's like 45 more years than any other combination that you could come up with, which is insane. I think the best thing that came out of this game is Dorothy.
Oh, Dorothy.
Dorothy, the Cubs fan that's in her, like, 80s, and she's got the, you know, she's got the T-shirt, like, just one time before I die, and she gets interviewed, and she's like, they're like, how are you going to celebrate? What'd she say, Nate?
Said she's probably going to have a Jägermeister.
Yeah.
But no, say it in your Dorothy
voice.
Oh, you
wanted me to do the thing.
Do your voice.
Oh, I'll probably have a Jägermeister.
A couple of Benson and Hedges in those lungs, you thinking? Yeah. Good for you, Dottie.
Sorry, you set me up, Katie, and I whiffed on it.
Oh, you did.
Just once in her lifetime and probably not much longer there. So good for the Cubs for getting in there. And how bad is it for the Indians when some people are going to root for Chicago because Cleveland wins everything? And because the Indians just won it compared to the Cubs.
That's true.
They just won it.
They just won it.
I mean, geez, what are we talking? Almost 50 years earlier later the Indians won it?
You got the blue hairs complaining because the Indians just won it. And all the toddlers out there are just like, Cleveland wins everything.
Oh, you're rooting for the Indians? Front runner.
Front runner.
You stupid front. I love it.
I think the best thing that came out of that is that I stole the picture of Dorothy with her T-shirt that she's holding up. And I was like, I feel the same way, just not talking about baseball here.
No.
Just one time before I die, Dottie. One time.
You know the thing
you
is.
Do with that what you want.
What are you referring to?
Dorothy, the Cubs one, and Katie put on social media that she felt the same way Dorothy did about once in my lifetime, but she wasn't talking about baseball. Wait, hold on a second.
What could that be about?
Great point, Nate. What are you? Wait, I just assumed you were talking about the Kings. You're absolutely right. What are we talking about?
See, that's the great thing about putting a post like that.
I skimmed over what she wrote.
Yeah, I do the same to him.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of skim over what he attention. Says, too.
Sorry, she's about, just sending me messages that
I'm
maybe you're not
getting. We're talking about... I'm trying to... And it's one of those things where you don't want to guess because...
I don't want to die a virgin.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, too late for that. That ship set sail about 20 years ago. I'm just saying, we're talking
about... Good Lord. Well, I guess that math works out if you say that I'm like, you're always saying I'm in my 40s.
You're going to make it worse.
Yeah, you are. Because now people
are
going to
know. If I'm not careful.
Yeah. I don't think that's the problem. You're talking about other things. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. Oh. I got it. She wants Dora White to her wedding.
Understand.
The most eligible bachelorette in Sacramento.
That's probably not true.
I think it is. No. Oh, give me one more.
I'm sure there's others.
No, there's not.
Get on it, text line.
Yeah, please. Exactly. Who? Hey,
I've always wondered about like most eligible because is there
what does
like
that
is
mean?
It eligible? Eligibility is like a binary thing, isn't it?
That's
there's
a great point.
Of...
Yeah. No. Everyone's eligible. I guess we got a break. When we get back, who is more eligible? Bachelorette in all of Sacramento. I say Katie's.
That's not what we're talking about
Katie's
when we come
one.
Back.
We'll also
we're probably going to get into the Raiders, though.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Raiders, too. But this
You're
is,
not the boss of the show.
This
well,
is actually, it's a
you know what?
Showocracy, 2-1.
Jeez.
It's not a show-tatership.
Matt, can I please get some help here?
Bachelors, call in
now.
Hey, 339-1140. Absolutely. Are you ready to carry Katie over the threshold? Might be a challenge,
She's
but
gonna
probably
carry
worth
you.
It. Yeah, exactly. Take a break. She'll throw you up in the air. Whee! The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.
Hallelujah, it's raining men. Unconfirmed. Thanks, Matt George. Unconfirmed.
You know, the consultants say, they say to me when they send me letters, you know, Dave, your two partners are very, very talented. You have the makings of a fine show. If you could just do a lot better at staying on track when you tease things and not get down these rabbit holes that you tend to get down, I think the audience would enjoy it more. That's what they say. So I'm all ready to play a clip on the Raiders, Derek Carr, and get ready to go in. And then GD Matt George over there playing this. Now it's got me back on how we ended it. I'm just saying, I think you're Sacramento's most eligible bachelorette. I think you'd be on anybody's
list. I'm like
list.
One of the only women left here that isn't married.
Oh, well, I mean, partially. But there's plenty
that
of women
That makes
out.
It really difficult, doesn't it?
Hey, just because somebody's not, you know, married doesn't mean they're that. From the 916, Hey, Dave, is Katie hot? We never know your opinion. I'm not. Hey, listen. I'm not,
6 out of 10.
Yeah. Depending on what you drank that night.
That wasn't very nice.
Here's old Derek Carr. No, I'll tell you when she's not hot, though, is when you're at a public event and you're trying to leave, and it's like hurting a drunk cat. Now, not that you were drunk, I'm saying it's like hurting a drunk cat on ice skates on an ice pond that can't see because she goes.
We had a very low-key night on Friday.
I'm not talking about partying.
I was in bed before midnight.
That's not where I'm going. I'm saying you try to leave somewhere with you. And, oh, here's Bill. Here's
Frida. I'm a social person.
This. Oh, this is my jam. Hold on. We got to stay and dance. Oh, it took us an hour and a half to move 100 yards.
You're lying.
I'm not.
God, king of freaking over-exaggerating.
No, but, I mean,
yes.
You know, it's all about the, you gotta get that Irish goodbye, and you got to nail that down.
Yes, exactly. You don't tell anyone.
You don't tell anybody.
You just leave.
And like at most, like it's something like this. You can't really do it, but say you're at a bar or something, like you secretly buy everyone a round of drinks and disappear.
Yeah.
Like on your way out, you're like, I'm gonna close out, get another round for those guys, and then you bail, and then they're like, where did Nate go?
Because then it's not like, oh, you're leaving, right, Dean?
Right, David.
Dean.
Hey, yes.
Hey, Dean.
K-Town.
Hey there, Dinas.
First off, I have to say you guys looked so fantastic at the Gwen Stefani.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Concert.
Thanks. She made me look good.
Bow tie was pretty sweet.
Yeah. Wait till opening night. I got more in store, buddy.
Hey, I just have to throw it out there, as painful as it was, you know, the Cubs making history and getting to the World Series, but you know, as a disgruntled Giants fan, I'll be rooting for the Indians, even though I'm a National League guy.
Now, why?
Why? That doesn't make make sense to root for the team that eliminates you to win,
always.
So that it feels a little bit. Well, lost to the champs.
Nobody was rooting for the Lakers against the Nets in 2002. I mean, it just depends
you
on
had
the.
To bring up, you had to go 2002.
Of course.
Oh, goodness.
You know how many phone calls you're going to get now for that,
Dean? Why don't you let? Why aren't we? But the Cubs, they're just the Cubs.
No, I don't. You know what? To be honest with you, I don't really care. Yeah. I mean, if the Cubs win, that'd be great. I did think it was interesting though, watching the game. You know, the foul ball before they turned the double play.
Yes.
Went into Bartman's area in the field. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yes, I noticed. I noticed that very much so.
Yeah, I was like, wow. You know, then I was hoping for a lightning bolt and a 5-run rally, but it wasn't going to – the Marlins weren't in town, so it wasn't going
to
happen.
No, but I noticed two things. Number one, nobody tried to catch that foul ball.
Yeah.
And number two, speaking of Marlins, there was Marlins man right behind home plate, front row.
That's right. Yeah, I saw him there. One of my daughters noticed that because, you know, they've been watching the Giants all these years and seeing that guy. It's like, man, he's there again. Like, that guy's bankroll must be insane.
I tried it. I thought I started hating on him early, Marlins man, and then I've just come to the conclusion that
going to be there.
Any hate I have for him is jealousy. I would love this life that he leads. You just go to huge sporting events and wear orange and sit in the best seats. What?
I think a lot of teams have that guy. Like, there's the guy that is the huge Kings fan that's got the really gnarly beard.
His name's Grant. Yeah, the big red beard.
That goes to all of the, like, the Warriors games and stuff,
yes.
Fully decked out in Kings gear. The Suns have Mr. Orange, who wears, like, an orange leotard and dyes his hair orange and paints his face orange.
He used to be the jazz man in Utah.
Really?
Yeah, the bald dude. He would follow him everywhere, and he had license plates. And one of them, like, they would hang around his neck. And during the game, it said "Jazz Man" on it. And after, if they would win, it said "Jazz Won."
See, the scary thing is that there's probably a lot more of these people attached to teams, but they're just not narcissistic ass faces that have to let you know that they're a fan of that team.
Right.
There's probably Bill Jones of the Raptors.
I mean, that's like every Raiders fan, right? That goes to like away games and they're decked out in all their stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
but there's probably a Raiders fan that goes to all the away games and you never know, it's Bill and accounting.
Right.
And
it's because there's, the games. You know, 60, 70,000 people.
Uh-huh. Like that idiot Fireman Ed in New Jersey.
Yeah. Or the Viking? The
Ragnar?
Speaking of Ragnar, here's more Derek Carr. Derek Carr talking about Aaron Rodgers. Guys, good game for the Raiders. And my question to you is, was this about the Raiders' defense? Mm-hmm. Or did Jacksonville just kind of suck?
I think it was both.
Yeah.
The pass rush was really effective. Bruce Irvin had a good game, but I mean, you can't. I start with the fact that Blake Bortles was terrible. He was not accurate all day long, and I kind of trace that back to the fact that he was under pressure most of the day.
Yes, he was.
I would say the biggest surprise was not necessarily the performance of the Raiders, because they took care of business. It's the fact that, like, Jacksonville didn't even put up a fight.
No,
well, I think defensively, the Raiders, I think they've made improvements every week. Now, does that mean that they have improved enough to really continue to, like, you know, make the playoff push? I don't know that that's the case right now, but I feel like they're making steps every week. But offensively for the Raiders, like, there was a stat yesterday that was thrown out, and then I started tracking it. Going into the game, they had 15 trips to the red zone in the season, which resulted in 12 touchdowns and 3 field goals. Their first 3 trips, they scored in the game. I stopped tracking it after their first 3 trips to the red zone.
Yeah.
They do a really good job of executing in crunch time when it matters, when you're on, you know, like,
well, Derek Carr's building a reputation of being a fourth quarter dude, no doubt about that. And when you look at the numbers too, for example, Jacksonville's rushing, they had 105 yards rushing, which is not good. 74 of that 105 yards came on 3 rushes, mm-hmm. including a Chris Ivory 42 yarder.
Well, and that was going to be a concern, but the Raiders got out to such an early lead that really wasn't an option.
They had to pass, and they could just drop back and let that secondary sit. You're absolutely right. We'll take a break. Oh, I was going to put in the notes here to talk about the Niners, but I didn't.
What would you say about them?
Literally, they've got a bye week.
I don't feel like we should be torturing our listeners any longer.
Niners lost yesterday. All right.
Latest line is that the bye is favored by 8.5.
We'll we'll remind you again as to how the Chicago Cubs and Indians playing in the World Series affects your Sacramento Kings. Will get into that World Series next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. All right, one more. Here's the national call. Chicago Cubs are your pennant winners. All right, trivia question. Can you tell me, A, who sings this, and or B, what popular movie soundtrack is this from?
Well, B, it is from Footloose.
That is absolutely correct.
And I even remember the scene. It's like where they're at the little drive-in, like, diner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who sang it?
I'm trying to remember.
I think she was a one-hit wonder, too.
Huh.
Because I don't remember her from anything else. Denise Williams. Yeah. Big fan of female power themes.
I mean, if you're gonna like be a star, you gotta change your name from Denise Williams, right?
Everybody is blessed with a name like Nate Goodyear.
Yeah, but I would have changed it if I wasn't. People don't even think that's my real name.
Does it help?
Really? Did you make that up for radio? No, I didn't.
She spelled it D-E-N-I-E-C-E instead of D-E-N-I-S-E.
Denise Williams?
Well, like duh, and then niece, like nephew.
All right.
So, I mean, there's something there.
Which niece?
Denise. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Cubs win on the text line. Let's get this out of the way, because about 5 people have asked us this morning, and they're all from different phone numbers, asking if we saw The Walking Dead last night.
No, I don't watch The Walking Dead.
Neither do I. Zombies to me are stupid.
But I saw it all over Twitter. Apparently, everyone is up in arms.
Real.
Because someone
died. Don't spoil it. Yeah.
I don't know
Maybe
who it is.
You
I don't
should.
Know. That. But I know that one of the lead stars for it, before the thing even started, tweeted out, everyone be prepared to be upset.
Vampires I can handle. Wizards are cool.
Really?
But
I tried to watch The Walking Dead. Like, it was a big thing. So a couple years later, I tried to watch it on Netflix or whatever. I tried to watch the first episode 3 different times, and I couldn't get through 5 minutes of it. I'm just not into it.
I'm with you. I can't. It's the same
Nate's
thing.
Nate's like, it doesn't come with a remote, so why do I want to play it?
Yeah.
Hey, you're a zombie, and you drool, and you're going.
Now, if it were a zombie video game, would you be into it?
Not really.
Well, no, there's plenty of those.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. He's more of a video gamer. He's not
I mean, I'm not, really just into those kind of television shows anyway, the zombie thing, but I also not really vampires or wizards or much of that either.
Do you have a favorite television show? I don't think I've ever heard you talk
comedies
about
comedies and stuff like that, but if it's going to be a drama, I mean, I don't know. I was really into Mad Men, but that's not on anymore.
They ruined that, didn't they?
The Sacramento Kings, now that the Cubs and Indians now that the Cubs and Indians are in the World Series, the Kings now hold the record for longest drought outside of a championship
game. I
got to
do that, Dave.
Nice work, everybody.
Yeah. It is. Now, it made me think because basically guys like me, you guys, whatever, we're all Dorothy now. We're the Dorothies. We're the ones that just want one in
but
our lifetime.
But we're not because Dorothy's in her 80s.
Right.
You don't get to be. You're the only like close to Dorothy person on this show because you're older, but you're also like a diehard
yes.
fan. Like I cover the team. I was not a fan of the Kings before I started working for them. Like
you're literally half her age.
I know.
So you don't get to say that yet. When you're 80, Dave.
But I mean, that's who they're going to be
you
showing.
Can say it.
They're going to be showing people like me.
Wait, does anyone think this isn't going to last that long? I mean, come on.
Does anybody think I'm going to live to 80?
That's the question.
Interesting.
No, this really put me, when I saw that stat, it really made me start thinking. Nate, you're a Kings fan.
Mm-hmm.
If God and Sonny Jesus came down from the clouds tomorrow, and not today, but tomorrow, because today is Monday and they're busy, and said, Nate, I got to tell you, the Kings are not going to win a championship in your lifetime. I just want you to know right now so you can make your own decisions. Would you remain a fan of the team?
Oh, man, never, ever, ever?
They will not win in your lifetime. Now, listen, you could that means you could die in a crash or something in 2 years.
Like,
I don't know.
Bull crap. Where's your ID, Jesus? Let's see.
Fine. And he pulls out his California driver's license and shows you. And it's one name.
It would more be probably Arizona because it would last
Arizona.
For so long.
He pulls out his license. This is Christ, comma, Jesus. Jesus H. And you know it's him.
I'd still take my chances.
Okay,
would you?
I want to
take it what? Jesus, you're calling Jesus a liar? I don't know what. Who would you believe? What entity could come and tell you the Kings will not win the title? See, I didn't plan on this being a sticking point
I
in the conversation.
I think that Nate's more of like a Buddha, probably.
Fine.
Yeah.
Whoever.
Buddha told you.
Whomever.
I want to name off a few things. I saw this thing that
Drew McGarry told you.
I want to name off some things. Things that did not exist when the Cubs last won the NL pennant in 1945. The NBA.
Okay, yeah, the NBA did not exist.
Color television.
Oh, hey.
Microwaves.
Oh, God, what did you do?
The hula hoop.
Well, who cares?
Alaska and Hawaii is part of the U.S.
I mean, yeah.
Credit cards.
Whoa.
Diet soda. International air travel.
Wow.
Wow.
Barbie dolls.
Hold on a second. International air travel didn't exist in 45?
Nope.
How the hell did Indiana Jones get all over the place? He was
doing
that.
But here's the coup de grace.
During the World War II.
Here's the coup de grace.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the Korean War hadn't happened yet either, but
yeah.
Velcro did not exist.
That's a big deal. All that since 1945.
The Barbie doll. Barbie doll wasn't even created then.
Joe Madden didn't exist.
But Grant Napier did.
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers didn't exist. Yep. Jerry Reynolds had just graduated college.
Mr. Potato Head and pacemakers. I mean, the list is endless.
I really started thinking about the fact that I might be looking at an entire life where the Kings are the Cubs.
Oh, you're stuck on this.
I really am. It's kind of depressing.
You know what, though? I think every fan needs to suffer a little bit, and some more than others.
Yeah, but isn't it remarkable that
you need to suffer?
Like, you've got two fan bases that are celebrating something that many of them have never seen before, and somehow or another, you manage to bring it back around to the angst of being a Kings fan.
Yes!
That's what's really amazing about this.
So narrow-minded, isn't he? It's not about you, Dave.
Yes. No, it really is.
It's about
Dorothy. The whole thing. The whole
it's
world.
About Dorothy.
They don't even exist. There's no real Cubs or Indians. It's all just there to torture people like
me. I want
like
the Cubs to win just for Billy Goats all over the world. It's not their fault.
The sad thing, everyone's talking about how no matter what in this World Series, either the Cubs or Indians are going to be world champions, and that's a great story no matter what. What we're not talking about is the fact that no matter what, either the Cubs or Indians are going to be four games away from winning a World Series, and they're not going to. And their fan base is going to be eternally sad because odds are they won't make it back for a long time. I am rooting for the Cubs, but there is a part of me that wants the Indians to win. Although the Indians are young, I think the Cubs are such a freaking juggernaut. I have... If you told me one of those teams...
Have the Indians ever won?
What is it? 50... didn't they win in 54? I know they've won.
Well, the Cubs have
and
won
the Cubs
multiple...
Won in 08.
Yeah, they've won multiple times.
But then here we are, and are you telling me you can't see realistically a situation where we're sitting here as Kings fans doing this in 40 years?
I can't see that situation, no.
Like, I don't... I think if you
You think we're going to be here in 40
no,
years?
No, that's true.
That... So it made me.
Let's make it to the 1 year mark, Dave.
What's really scaring me is I don't, even if the Kings started today, I think if every move went the right way, they're still like 5 years away from being a title contender.
Yeah, because you got to get rid of LeBron James and Kevin Durant.
And
maybe.
Then you've got the Warriors, and then behind them you've got like the Timberwolves and stuff. Like, you have teams that are.
You know what, Dave? I'm surprised you haven't gone like straight Nancy Kerrigan on people yet. Like, you're that kind of crazy.
What, where I just knocked out Durant's leg?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you
you're
something.
You're, like, in the tunnel with your media badge. Whoops, well, sorry.
Well, guess what?
You tripped on my popcorn.
Accidentally strangles him.
I'm not going to jail for years. What, so we can get the 8 seed? Put us in the finals and see who I take out. How do you think Kobe Bryant started puking when he ate that cheeseburger? How you doing? Yeah, how's it taste, Kobe? All right, we'll take a break. Come back. More on the Raiders and the duel, the Carr Bortles duel, and we'll figure out if it was that defense or what. The Road Warrior Raiders next on The Drive, KHDK.